Aaron.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now your host, Rick Moore.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for being here with WNRN and the wake-up call. And today's program is supported by WHTJ, Charlottesville local PBS station. Information about PBS and local programming can be found at ideasstation.org. WHTJ programming can be seen in the Richmond area on WCVE-TV. And those of you listening in Crozet in the Valley's 101.1, thank you so much for being here. Our guest today, the man with the sexy, rough voice. Good morning, Tom Gallagher.
Good morning to you, Rick.
And thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Let's crank that up. In case you didn't notice, Tom's got a little scratchy voice. Say hi one more time.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning to everybody in the Valley and everywhere else, as a matter of fact.
That's right. We got Richmond, Harrisonburg, Lexington. We go north, south, east, and west here.
Yes.
From Charlottesville.
Tremendous footprint.
That's right. Yeah, and Tom came up today with that scratchy voice from Better Business Bureau's Richmond office.
Yes.
Because you knew you were going to reach that wide Central Virginia footprint.
Well, not only that, but it's because the Better Business Bureau's footprint, we're actually the Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia, serving Central Virginia. So we cover the entire center part of the state. We have 42 counties. We cover the Charlottesville area, Orange, Culpeper. Just the whole area. We don't cover Roanoke. We go out as far as Waynesboro, a little bit shy. We go north all the way up above Stafford into Warrenton, down to the bottom of the state, and east as far as I think it's James City County, over to Williamsburg, but not quite into Williamsburg. So we have a tremendous number of folks that we are responsible to serve. It's probably 2.5-3 million people. A big, big square mileage, but our responsibility is to work toward ethics and integrity in the marketplace, consumer inquiries, helping advice. We're in the education business, so we'll be interested in inquiries. We'll be interested in complaints. We'll handle it. You want me to just keep going, Rick? By the way.
Well, save a little voice.
I will.
You know, we got 60 minutes here with the folks on WNRN's Wake Up Call.
Well, the plain thing that I want to get across, if I don't say it now, I want to be able to try to remember to say it 10 times, is just go to bbb.org, bbb.org, and we have a huge, huge resource of information that's available to answer inquiries and to help you through things.
No, and I got Mr. Gallagher to drive up here from Richmond again. Tom Gallagher, president and CEO of Better Business Bureau of Richmond, Central Virginia area. One of the things, or several of the things we're going to talk about today, not just the Better Business Bureau, but we're going to talk about safe shopping. We're going to talk about charity, safe charities, something that really caught my attention. Sort of, I'm always looking for new topics and new guests to have on the program, those that can be helpful. Some of them are informational. Some of them are bring out more opinions. And this one, when I, for some way, I got on the mailing list. So I would get the information on the latest scam that's going on that the Better Business Bureau wants to inform everybody on, some of us, so that you'll inform me so that I can inform others, I guess.
Yeah,
spread the
word.
That's
exactly right. You're exactly right. That's our job, is to put the word out.
And so I want to get to a lot of things, the better business, what you do, how you came about. Let's start with one of the scams that has come out recently. I'm going to toss one out your way. Shop safely online. You talk about Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday was the day after, the Monday immediately after Thanksgiving. You know, we have Black Friday, and then we started cranking up. I think that cyber has only been around for maybe 10 or 12 years, and I think that Cyber Monday has really only been identifiable for maybe the last 6 or 7 years, and it's a huge growth, instantaneous and periodic growth of cyber transactions. So people, for some reason, do all of their foot shopping on the day after Thanksgiving and do a lot of electronic stuff, of cyber shopping on the first on that Monday immediately after that.
Well, they're supposed to be at work.
Or working for me, you know. But you know, that's exactly right. So we're able to do that. We're able to get these things out, and there are scams that go along with that, and there are other things. Most of the scams are really pretty avoidable. They really are, or most of the mistakes are avoidable, very easily avoidable by stopping and thinking. Am I trying to get something for nothing? Is this deal too good to be true? Did these guys just come out of nowhere at me because it's my lucky day? No, it's not. It's because these guys are there to try and take whatever you got. So when I'm not trying to turn anyone away from shopping online. Well, originally we did, back in the old days, which was only maybe 15 years ago, we were really concerned about shopping online. Well, now it's institutionalized. Now we all do it. The important thing is to know the company that you're going to be doing business with. There are scams. We all get those things. We get the phishing expeditions. We get the spoofing. We get the spamming. We get all of that monkey shines. But we need to be mindful that it's our money, that we have control over this stuff, and nothing's going to happen until you make that cash register ring. That's a common denominator in all transactions, whether it's a scam or good. Somebody's got to make the cash register ring, and that's what I do as a customer, as a consumer. So if somebody's telling us that, I guess one that we just had a week ago. No, it wasn't even a week ago. It was only the latter part of last week, and it had to do with a person. Well, there were two of them. Geez, now my mind's starting to go wild. But one was with an elderly person who received a notification saying that that this person was entitled to get a refund, an additional refund from the 2008 income taxes. And this was a notification from IRS. So the customer was directed to contact this organization, thinking that it was IRS, and they needed to leave a phone number for the IRS people to call them back. Well, they did get the call, and they were telling them how to get $2,200, whatever the number was around in that. But that in order to get that, they were going to have to send a transfer back to this company some $400 or $500. Well, the people called to start telling them about that, and lo and behold, on the caller ID, it was the IRS's phone number. They had copied the IRS phone number, so, and it would be like 1-888-720-1040. So it was really all part of a scam. It was just a big, wide thing.
Thanks for listening today. This is WNRN's Wake Up Call. Our guest today, Tom Gallagher. He's the president and CEO of the Richmond, Central Virginia Better Business Bureau.
Central Virginia.
You know, let me toss our phone number out there today. Tom's got a bad voice. He's suffering through my conversation for 60 minutes. We'd love to have your calls come in. Whether you have a question for Tom, you know what I would like to hear is a scam that you might be familiar with. The calls today don't all have to be negative, because the Better Business Bureau is also out there to support the businesses that do good things. And I'd really like to avoid bad-mouthing particular businesses. But if you have a scam out there that you're aware of, that your friend, neighbor, relative has nearly been caught up in, or who has been officially caught up in that, call us up. Take the pressure off Tom's voice for the 60 minutes, 979-0919. That's 979-0919, or the 877 WNRN rocks.
You know, it's any company is going to get complaints sooner or later. It's just important to recognize that any business is going to get complaints. They'll make mistakes. There'll be something wrong with the service guys. There'll be something wrong with the direct mail, whatever it may be. Or it could be a customer who's trying to get something for nothing. And I'll tell you, that's a lot of people are just looking for a free ride. The big thing is if you have a problem with a company, go straight to the company. So many of our complaints, it used to be easier, well, everything was easier, but we used to require that all complaints be in writing. that would come into us. And we had a chance to talk to almost every consumer before they filed a complaint and say, did you talk to the company? Did you talk to the guy? Did you talk to the lady before they filed a complaint? Because we always wanted people to do that. Give these other folks a chance to get the thing fixed up. And you know what? About two-thirds of the people never came back to us complaining once they did that. We did a test one time. It was a number of years ago. We used to use complaint forms. This is before everything went online. But we used to mail out a complaint form to consumers, and we would only get about a third of those things back in. So we just polled the people who didn't send it back in. I was really concerned about functional illiteracy, the fact that any form that you get in the mail is an insurance form. We all think like that. Well, we were relieved to see that a reasonable number of the people had their complaints taken care of when they went and talked to the company. Another group of people went and told the company they were going to go to Better Business Bureau, and they said, look, we don't need to do that. We can get this thing taken care of. So it was a very small number of people who really couldn't fill the thing out. That was a good thing.
WNRN Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Our guest today, Tom Gallagher from Central Virginia's Better Business Bureau. We'd love to have you call in and ask your question or make your comment. Take a little pressure off Tom and his scratchy voice. Use your phone, 979-0919, or maybe you're so close to the microphone that you can step right up like Rusty Simpre.
Sorry to butt in, sir, but I just had a question and want the guests and listeners to be aware. I mean, this just happened to my wife 2 weeks ago. Someone actually got a hold of her check card information and is trying to gather funds, one time being close to $600, and the next time, and that was denied. The next time they did get away with about $60 out of our checking account. But, I mean, how does someone obtain this information if you're as careful as we are with stuff like that? And, I mean, it's just very mind-boggling. And
well, it's not only
really
that.
Seem to want to help you. You know, it's not a big drastic thing for them to try to help you either, so it's...
No, let me tell you something. The banks are pretty good about that stuff. But you know what? Check card is just like cash. It really is. And when we lose control of that thing, we're losing control of real money. The bank doesn't have really any responsibility. A lot of them will step up to it, help you take – they'll get that thing closed down. You need to switch accounts right away. I don't know how they do it. But I know that if I did it for a living, I could do it. I'd be good at it. You know something? I'm a pro at running a Better Business Bureau. You're a pro in the radio business and communications. We know. We learn how to do these things. Why we don't give the con man, the crook, enough credit, I don't know. So we got to watch we got to guard our information like it's our life, because it is. You know, once they get into your identity, you're toast. They'll get your credit card information. They'll get your banking information. They can get anything. If they're really, really good, anything they want. So we have to guard that. You need to be checking. We all need to be checking. And I'm not 100% good on this myself, I confess. We got three major credit bureaus. There's Equifax, there's TransUnion, there's another one. And we are entitled to get a free credit report once a year from each one of them. Just go online and do it. That's all you got to do. Just go to the Federal Trade Commission. And they got a link, so it'll take you right there. And fill the thing out and space it out about every 3 or 4 months. Get one from this one, one from that one. It's remarkable that the information is different. But I can tell you, they could tell that Tom Gallagher's got A+ or A-positive blood with a C-negative factor or something. They have got everything. You'll see things on there about yourself, about transactions that you were into 20 years ago. Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's a good thing in one regard. And also the best thing about that, though, is that it gives you the chance to check and monitor who's checking on your credit. And that's a very important thing to do. It's not as bad as – it doesn't seem to be as bad with the constant direct mail that we used to get. I guess it was when credit cards were really first cranking up 15, 18 years ago, we used to get – every day we get a flyer from one credit card company or another. We don't get them very often at my house anymore. And it could be maybe it's because we're not making those kinds of transactions. I don't know. Or that, you know, they're not going to send it to us if they don't think we're going to have a chance to buy from them. So, but check it out. Go to the FTC, FTC.gov, and just, you'll be able to find that out. If you leave your bills out in your mailbox out front of your house to go, you know, on the 15th or the 16th and the 2nd of the month so that you're paying your bills and you put the flag up on there, and the mailman's not going to get there until 2 in the afternoon, well, if I'm a con man, I know that I can go through there at 10 o'clock in the morning and just take all of those mail, all the letters out, and I can take them away I don't make copies of your checks. It'll have your account number on there. Isn't this great? It's like Christmas. And then you don't have to do anything with it for months. For months and months and months. You just sit and keep it in your little file cabinet, in your little computer file cabinet. And then lo and behold, and you would go ahead on, of course, and pay the bill. You don't care about the money. You don't care about the checks. What you care about is the information. That's where the money is. So, pretty simple, isn't it?
How do you, I'm listening to you answer the question. It's Tom Gallagher from the Central Virginia Better Business Bureau here on Wake Up Call. And where's the difference between frightening me to death and making me be careful?
Well, I'd like to spend 100% of my time making myself be careful and everybody else. The people that I want to make that maybe see about frightening to death are some of the seniors like me. I mean, I'm into that age category now, or the adult caregivers, or the neighbors of folks who are alone. everything you've ever heard about elder fraud is true and worse. I put it at the same thing as pedophilia on the other end of life. I just do. It's vicious. So they're the folks that I want to make sure that we really exercise some concern with. If we live in a neighborhood where there's some old folks, if we have an old aunt, we have an old grandparent, we have an old parent, that we just exercise some real care, real loving care. I think we're called to do that. Anyhow, I think that's our mission. One of our missions in life is to help folks out who can't be helping themselves out too much. And without judgment, because I could imagine my son, I have four sons. They're all bright. They all have their own companies. They're all doing nice things. In just a few years, I'm going to be 82 years old. And maybe I'll lose my wife. Well, I'm an outside guy. I need to talk to people. I'm not an inside guy. I mean, I just need to make contact. They're not going to want to talk to me. Two of them don't live in this area. So I'm going to be lonely. And the con man is just going to be able to get, or the con woman, will be able to get a hold of me, establish a relationship, get me to contribute just a little bit of money, to some phony charity, or catch me up on some other kind of a scam. Well, let's say that I start losing money, and I tell my sons what's going on, and my son, my eldest, will say to me, "Dad, how could you do this, Dad? You taught us all your life. You taught us never to do this kind of thing. Listen, why don't you let me take the checking account, Dad? What do you want, 100 a week? 200 a week, 500 a month, 1,000 a month, what do you want? You can take, we'll handle that, but just let me take this so nobody can hurt you." I can't imagine what that would do to me. Oh, yes, I can too imagine what that would do to me. That would devastate me. I couldn't tell my son that. Well, I could, because I'd be afraid not to. The intensity of that kind of thing, or you have a woman who's lost her husband, and he took care of everything. He took care of all the bills. He took care of all the stuff. And you know what? It's just the way it is. We really do break our lifestyles down by a lot of things, and gender is one of them. A man is supposed to be really good at doing certain things. A woman is supposed to be really good at doing certain other things. So if questions would come about repairs, about contracting, it would be about toilet repair, whatever it may be. She's going to bring somebody else in to do that work, and that's where the problems are going to come.
All right, 11:20 here on the Wake Up Call. I see the phone's ringing now. Angie will grab that. 979-0919 877-WNRN Rocks.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast. Fair today, highs in the lower to mid 60s, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers tonight. Lows in the upper 40s, and then mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s. Right now, 52 in the Valley, 42 in Lynchburg, 46 in Richmond, and 41 here in Charlottesville. And support for WNRN today comes from L. Oppelman. They're serving Lynchburg for 122 years. In addition to loans, L. Oppelman deals in jewelry, musical instruments, rifles and handguns, game systems, TVs, cameras, and tools, with new inventory arriving every day. This holiday season, you can take advantage of L. Oppelman's layaway plan and get a head start on your Christmas list. That's L. Oppelman, 909 Main Street in downtown Lynchburg. Again, our guest today, Tom Gallagher. We're talking about the Better Business Bureau out of Central Virginia. A whole variety of things already. I want to get into a little more detail on some of the scams for the elderly. We barely touched on the charities. And I thought I had a note here which was going to take me to the phone.
What's it say, pick up milk?
And it says they should mention the website again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do that, but one more to keep going.
It's bbb.org. It's that simple. And then it'll, I don't know how this happens.
And that takes everybody or takes you to the Central Virginia site?
Well,
or?
At some point it asks for what your zip code is. And bam, it brings us right to Central Virginia. But our databases are pretty much nationwide. If you want to ask a question about Midas Muffler and you don't identify, you're going to get you'll get 1,000 Midas Muffler shops. All that. So you need to localize it a little more. But it's a pretty awesome website.
It is an awesome website. And again, bbb.org. Because when I was doing my homework for the show, and I started out at the Richmond site, thanks to Paula sending me all those emails, and you would go to the Richmond site, but all you had to do was some of them were locally oriented. Yeah. But if you clicked on the one for the story about the IRS scam, yeah, that wasn't strictly related to Richmond. That was a national article.
No, that was actually a local one. But the same thing happens. Scams aren't geographic. At least electronic and telephonic scams aren't localized too much. Sometimes they are. Why? Why bother when you can just when you got the whole United States and Canada that you can be nailing people on with a single phone number? Or a simple website.
You know, tell me about the charities, because with it being a holiday season, there's certainly a lot of wonderful charities out there, and it seems like a prime opportunity for scam artists to take advantage of people trying to do good.
So we want to make contributions. We really do. Central Virginia is a remarkably generous place to be. It really is. But if you so you have a charity doing wonderful work, you have good things being done, good assistance being given, good help all the way through. And we know that as a giving region, that we have to help support that. Well, so does the con man. So does, and not even some con men, some very legitimate businesses and some very legitimate charities might have more costs going into one area than what you want as part of your contribution schedule. For example, somebody will ask you for a contribution for $25. So you send them $25 or $100. But you don't have any idea what the split on that is. How much money is going into professional fundraising? How much money is going into management of the charity? We have a set of standards that sounds kind of loose, but it's not. We require, in order to meet our BBB standards for charitable...
The positive approval.
That's exactly right. It's an affirmative thing. And not every good charity is going to meet our standards, by the way. They'll have something about them that just doesn't meet what our standards are. But we want to see... I'm not too awfully concerned about what the split is, it costs, so long as I, as a donor, have access to see what that is. Then I can make a decision of whether or not that's what I want to do. It might be, if you're going to take a look at some place that's running polo matches, it's expensive to put a polo match on. The percentage of the money that would go directly to the charity might be lower because of all the fundraising costs that go into it. That's okay. That's perfectly fine. As long as I know what that is. You want to go to BBB website and check on that charity. You can also go, to an organization that's called GuideStar, GUIDESTAR.org. And they've got just virtually every charity in the country. The information on them, including the IRS Form 990, which is a very, very important piece of information. I run a nonprofit. The Better Business Bureau is a not-for-profit, and we also have a foundation, Better Business Bureau Foundation. You can take a look and see on our 990 what our revenue is, how we get our revenue, how we spend our revenue, what the salaries of the chief executive and the key people are. That's all public information. If we're going to be working for a nonprofit organization and we are in a leadership position, our compensation is out there for everybody to see. Well, that's a pretty darn good way of figuring out whether or not that's one of where you want to give your money. The other thing could be that we just got to remember that it takes money to raise money. It does. It costs a lot of money, like running a benefit dinner, like cranking something up. You can't get 1,000 volunteers to go out and knock on doors. It doesn't work that way. People who are out ringing bells now, a lot of those folks are, it used to be back 25 years ago, all those folks were volunteers. Now they got to be out working somewhere. The people have to be hired to do that. That's okay. Just let me know. Make sure that I know that. Make sure that information is available. And then I can make that decision, that value decision. And you also want to know what the split is. How much money is going to get to the purpose that's intended. That's an extraordinarily important piece of thing.
1127 on WNRN's Wake Up Call. Our guest today, Tom Gallagher. He's the president and CEO of the Central Virginia set of the Better Business Bureau. You're welcome to call in, make your question, comment. Mention something that concerns you about the needs for the Better Business Bureau and businesses. I don't want to badmouth any particular business. I'm sure that you could tell your story or ask your question in a non-specific manner. 979-0919 877-WNRN rocks.
You know, Rick, we were talking a little while ago about how the Better Business Bureau got started. And it got started 100 years ago. We're on our 100th anniversary year right now. I think it was maybe like 100 years plus 1 month that BBBs have been going. And it started in Minneapolis when the Advertising League in Minneapolis were terribly concerned about the things that were being said in advertising. And the folks who knew what was involved, the business people, knew what was being said could or couldn't be done. So they developed a code of advertising. Saying that this is what this can be said, this is unprovable, you can't say that, and so on. The guy named Sam Dobbs was the general sales manager for Coca-Cola. This is back in the early 1900s. And Coca-Cola was being sued by one of the government agencies for claims it was making in advertising. And in the trial, that was happening, I think it was 1906 or something. I really need to go back and refresh it. Coke's attorney basically said, well, you know, this is just the way it is in advertising. We're just putting the product out there. We're more worried about people remembering the name than we are about blah, 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 blah. Dobbs was the guy who was signing the checks for all of this stuff. He said, no, I want my customers to be able to believe this. We're saying this. Coca-Cola is saying it. They should believe it. So as the way it was phrased is a clarion call went out from this group of people. They formed a code of advertising. It was picked up in a number of other cities in a relatively short period of time, and they took it forward. We had the first code of – you know what? We have a code of advertising now that is reams long. It's big. But it could be broken down to one simple sentence that says the burden of proof is on the advertiser. If you're going to say it in advertising, then it needs to be provable. Nobody else is making that statement but you. If you're saying that you've got the lowest prices in town, prove it. You can't prove it. If you're saying you're never going to be undersold, prove it. Somehow these things. I always wanted to set up a thing, and if I lived here in Charlottesville, I'd get somebody in one of the marketing classes or the advertising classes. I could do it in Richmond at VCU, if my friend. Where we see something advertised, we see a light bulb or a light fixture that's going to be sold for $100, and it's going to be the least expensive because I say it's the lowest price in town. Well, this guy across the street is saying he's going to sell it for, he's never going to be undersold. So in theory, I should be able to buy this at store A because it's got the lowest price in town. But then I ought to be able to go over to store B, which says they're never going to be undersold. Now in theory, they'd give me $5 back or they would sell it to me for $95. And then I'd be able to take it back to the place where the lowest price is in town and get a refund. But then wait a minute, he's got the lowest price in town. He ought to say, give it to me for $90. I mean, that's how ludicrous this can be if you're going to push that all the way through. I figured I'd get my light fixture for free and maybe $20 on top of it. I think that would be a pretty cool idea. Some of the other stuff that gets into it, though, is on components in food. Excuse me just a second. Boy, I'm working your listeners over this morning.
You know, I work them over weekly, so they're okay.
They're used to. But you see some of the ingredients. I mean, this is relatively recent, maybe in the last 20 years, where we've watched ingredients of food. Truth in labeling is so important that we see that. I mean, it gives us a chance to take a look at what's inside of a granola bar. What are the components of that? What are the calories? What is the health benefit of this kind of thing? Or not? That's okay. I don't care. Sometimes I just want a candy bar.
One of the things that I found, can you give me that sentence you said? You can take it all down to one sentence. Mm-hmm. What was that sentence again?
The burden of proof is on the advertiser.
It seems as though that there's another sentence that you put towards the consumers, which is, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
No, I've modified that. I don't say probably. If it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. It's an emotional time. We talked about charities a couple of minutes ago. This is an emotional time of the year. We have all kinds of, we've lost a loved one this year, we'll say. We're going to be vulnerable. We've lost a kid, we've lost a parent, or I got a girlfriend that I want to impress, or I got a girl who's not my girlfriend that I want to impress, or I got the same thing going on with a guy that I want to, you know. It adds a dimension into our decision making that creates a vulnerability. Once you're vulnerable, they're going to be able to get to you, because that's what they do. Is they're not necessarily, well, they're not trying to go after your vulnerability. They're trying to make you feel good. Maybe they're trying to make you feel like you're worth something. Some of the stuff that I've listened to, some of the tapes involving senior citizens, they belittle them, they scream at them, they holler at them, can't you make a decision on your own? Remember what I was talking about with dealing with my own sons. Could you imagine that if I were faced with doing that? As a man, that's going to be even harder than some of the other, than for a woman.
11:33 here in the Wake Up Call, our guest Tom Gallagher from the Central Virginia Better Business Bureau. Let me take a moment and thank Blue Ridge Graphics for their support at WNRN. You can find Blue Ridge Graphics at Meade Avenue and East High Street here in Charlottesville. They're providing custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 434-296-9746. Online, it's brgtshirts.com. Again, 979-0919. 877 WNRN Rocks. There you go. I see the phone line ringing now. Angie, you'll get that. Tom, I asked you earlier, you know, we consider to be a well-educated society in a very cynical world. How do people fall for scams? I mean, you talk about, you know, vulnerability, but can you be vulnerable when you're cynical?
Sure. We're all vulnerable. We can all fall. And let me tell you, one of the greatest things of vulnerability is when you think you know so much. When you're smarter than the other guy. Well, you're not smarter than the other guy. If you think that I can deal with these people, these con men, they can't get to me. They can't get through me. They're not going to get my money. You know what? And then you start playing with them on their turf, they're going to get you. That's what they do. They're very, very good. They're absolutely vicious. So we look at things more closely. Let me tell you something. We'll handle at our little office in Richmond, Virginia. We'll do about 750,000 inquiry responses this year. That's the number of times somebody asks us about information on a particular company or for some help, or maybe they want information on five companies before they get a new siding job done, a new roofing job done, before they buy a car. They go to bbb.org or they call us on the phone. We have a local number in Charlottesville too, which I don't know what it is. I don't remember anymore. Check it out before you do anything. Just treat every transaction as if it were really important, because it's your money, man. They're going after you.
All right, let's see. Julie, are you with me?
I am.
A question or a comment for Tom from the Better Business
Bureau?
Yeah,
I'm real interested in the privacy or personal identity issues. I don't bank online. I don't pay bills online. I monitor my bank balances. I use the ATM, and I use cash. And checking account, of course. How do I find someone who I can trust to set up my computer to do online transactions?
Well, I think you can get almost anybody to do that so long as you keep your password.
Well, you can get almost anyone. Yeah, that's the point. I'm not computer savvy, so I'm taking a chance. Trusting someone I don't know.
Well, just find it. Talk to some of your friends. Get that information. The biggest thing I want to get across to you is you control your password. And the password is what the access is. Now, the good guys, the really, really good crooks, can find a way. They'll find a mistake. They'll find a chink or something like that. But if you set a password up, and let's say that your password is 78263. Find your number, whatever it may be, or some combination of letters. On some of the passwords that I'm using, it's got capital letters in it. It's got a couple of exclamation points. It's got a couple of there's all kinds of things that you can set up and expand out on your security. But the password is the whole deal. And as you get into it, maybe you can go to there's training schools all around. There's some great, there are great books. And I, was it Joan?
Julie.
I'm sorry, Julie. I'm a great believer in the books. You see these yellow books around. In my case, it could be Excel for Dummies, Microsoft Word for Dummies. You also have Internet Transactions. And it's very, very simply written. You control it, you read it, and then you get your comfort zone out of the thing. You're the one who drives this whole deal, and we are being forced. We are being forced to do business online because it's so much better. You know, I used to think also that senior citizens weren't going to be particularly exposed. Well, you know what? Every senior citizen, like myself, I have grandchildren in San Diego, and I have grandchildren in Tampa. And that's how I communicate with my grandchildren, or I could with when they get a little bit older, the ones in San Diego. But I do, and we'll use Skype. We'll use some of the facing things, so it opens it up. So folks who are older, anybody who's got grandchildren, live somewhere else, you're online.
One more quick question: using Yahoo and the Safer, saying upgrade to Safer, but it doesn't seem to be. I haven't used it. Is it safer, you think?
I don't know. That's not my thing. And I'm one of the people.
With the Better Business Bureau, do you have something on there? National? Can you go and find some feedback?
Yeah, well, if not, you can find something about that. I don't know about safer. I don't know about the individual products. But you know what? You start prowling around online. Are you on? Do you use the internet now, Julie?
Am I on the internet right now?
No, not at this moment.
But on a daily or weekly basis.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So just start prowling around. You'll find all kinds of information on that, on whether it's safer or some other type of a protection thing. Find out what it does. Find out what it's supposed to do. Read some of the customer reviews. Some of the customer reviews might be negative, but that could be okay with you because it's not going to be something you'll touch. But take a look at that. Learn more about it. I'd also be really, I haven't done this, but I want to, and I'm going to, go to a local community college. They've got so many great courses at night that you can go into at the community college. And in the Richmond area, it's Jay Sarge and Ronald and John Tyler that I could be going to and find this information out. And you'll be arming yourself. That's the big thing. Just think about how it was when you were getting going with your own transactions as you were learning how to run a checking account, or use transactions or learning how to use your ATM. By the way, when you're pushing in your password on the ATM, just make sure you keep your hand over top of the thing or you keep that secure. Because the bad guys, there are ways that they put little attachments onto the front of an ATM. You push your card and it's very, very small. And you pull it out, and then you put in your code number, your password, and they've got it. And in some cases, we know of cases where they're sitting somewhere else and photographing it. They're just really, really good, because once they get your ID number, they got you.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate your comments.
Well, thanks for asking, Julie.
And Julie sounds like, you know, it seems to me, and again, just basing this on a brief phone conversation, it sounds like Julie has the personality that many of us need to have, which is intelligent enough to ask the questions and cautious enough
skepticism
to not assume that she already has the answers.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that I don't know squat about this. That's just not my thing. I do know about passwording. I do know about things like that. But I'm also in the blessed position of having people work for me. When something's not right, I just go to them and say it ain't right, and then they fix it. Not everybody's got that.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And today's programming is supported by Dixon Disposal, family-owned and operated for 40 years. Dixon Disposal works to promote green awareness. Dixon offers all-in-one can recycling, so you won't have to spend time sorting or trying to figure out which items are recyclable. These recyclable items won't end up in the landfill, so for more information on the all-in-one can recycling, that's DixonDisposal.com. That's 978-2111. All right, you can call up with your questions, as Julie just did. That's 979-0919-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Here again, our guest, Tom Gallagher, President and CEO of the Central Virginia Better Business Bureau. Tom, one of the things doing my homework, the growing number of complaints from the military, not just here in Virginia, but overall, what's going on with that?
Well, one thing is we've really put an emphasis on this in making ourselves available and sort of greasing the skids for military to come to us for additional. You know, in Virginia, wait to hear this, we have, I just learned this last week, 800,000 veterans and 300,000 active duty people in Virginia who are in related to the services. I don't remember what the statistics are for the number. It's just a huge growth in complaints and complaint activity. And with the educational opportunity, we have a program, a wonderful program called Military Line. It used to be run, the person who really got the thing going was Holly Petraeus, when her husband was a 4-star general. She actually worked at our place, came in every day, put this program together because she had so much compassion for the younger enlisted. Well, you know what? It could even be younger officers. Older officers. But it's just a great program where we reach out and try to get on bases and do some educational activities. We have a wonderful relationship with Fort Lee, which is in the Petersburg area. That's one of the big ones now. It's a massive installation where they do a tremendous amount of land-based training. And then throughout the rest of Virginia, we got Dahlgren, we got all these places around D.C. So it's not like when I was in the service. I was in the service in the mid-60s. I think my take-home pay was about $37 every other week. No kidding. And maybe if I got a raise, it would go up to $39. You know, it was really, really, it was pretty sparse. Well, now these kids are making, you see, men and women are making real money, and for they're being recognized for the work that they're doing. They're still not highly paid, but it's much, much better. So you got these folks who are reasonably well educated, but don't have much education in life and life skills. They've left home. They've gone in the service, and now they've got a guaranteed a guaranteed income, so they can be buying cars, they can be taking out loans, they can be doing all the things. And you know what? We have to help get these folks educated up so that they can make better transactions, so they're not worrying about things later on when they're overseas or deployed. that's the role of the Better. You know, we are Better Business Bureau is a business organization. That's where our funds come from. We have 4,500 companies in Central Virginia that pay dues to belong to the Better Business Bureau. We have about a $2 million operating budget. Most of that goes back out into personnel and training costs. But our job is to make sure that we have an educated community. I've got the same folks who do our senior fraud work are working on military line, defocusing effort and attention onto military folks so that they can be better skilled. And you know, there's things that credit card interest rates go down when somebody gets deployed. Well, that needs to happen. The banks need to do that. It's illegal. You can't make a payday loan to somebody on active duty. One of the great things that is, that they're not allowed to make these loan transactions. Well, there's certain kinds of them that they can, of course. But the soldier, the sailor, the Marine, the airman, the Coast Guardsman, they now have a regular income which makes them credit worthy. And then somebody make them a loan, and boom, the next thing you know, they can get caught up on that whole shift. And it's a very, very bad thing. So with our troops, with this big number now, remember 800,000, 300,000 active duty people, and there's 800,000 of me, veterans. Veterans we're out and on our own. We need to be scuffling by on our own. The folks who are on active duty need all the help that we can get them.
This is Tom Gallagher, Richmond's Central Virginia's Better Business Bureau. You can find them at www.bbb.org. Tom, you said something about you're funded by accredited businesses.
Yeah.
Have you ever found someone who's paying dues who has then you've been forced, the Better Business Bureau has then been forced to remove from the accredited part?
Yeah.
How do you become accredited?
Well, that's I will tell you that every month at our board of directors, we terminate the memberships of six, seven, eight companies, sometimes three companies. We don't want the money. If they can't meet what our standards are, which is telling the truth, taking care of problems, advertising honestly, responding back to complaints, and, you know, there's nine of them, but pretty much you do what you say you're going to do and do it the right way. We operate with companies. They have to be in business for at least a year before they can join. They have to have a demonstrated record of reasonable customer satisfaction. We have large companies that belong to Better Business Bureau and get a lot of complaints. But they have a lot of transactions. Capital One is headquartered in Central Virginia. They have 40 million credit cards out on the street. It's 40 million bills that go out every month, 40 million checks that come back every month. We'll get complaints. Circuit City used to be headquartered here. CarMax. We handle every complaint for CarMax worldwide or nationwide. They've got 120 locations, used car locations. They're going to get complaints. They just are. Transactions happen. We're interested to see that those complaints get taken care of and that they get resolved. Now, if we have one complaint about a company that's not adjusted or not answered, we'll throw them out. I don't care if they get couple thousand complaints. If one of them isn't answered, we'll throw it out because we're not going to have that inside of our meeting our Better Business Bureau standards. It doesn't. We're very anxious to see how those things get resolved. A company applies to belong, and they make application. Then it goes through a screening process at our office. If they're in a licensed type of a business, we'll say contractors, electricians, where they need a ticket to be able to operate, proficiency license, we know what their due date is, and we go back and check that again. We double check to see that they've got a business license if it's necessary, and any other licensing, and then we back that up with a check.
11:50 here on the Wake Up Call, talking with Tom Gallagher from the Better Business Bureau, and we do so with the support from Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, celebrating 40 years as your local one-stop source for outdoor gear, apparel, and footwear. This holiday season, Blue Ridge has adventure gifts, including water bottles, multi-tools, sunglasses, mittens, gloves, and snow hats. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is at Barracks Road here in Charlottesville. They have two locations in Richmond. For more information online, it's brms.com. And at noon, Drew Thompson's here for Les Temps Perdue. That's the best of 80s and 90s alternative music. Drew brings you the roots of alternative because you can't understand where we are without first knowing where we've been. Take a trip back to the times gone by with Les Temps Perdue, only on WNRN. Our guest, Tom Gallagher, president and CEO from the Better Business Bureau of Richmond, Virginia. We've mentioned a couple times the website, www.bbb.org. We were talking earlier about charities, and Tom suggested GuideStar.org, which has almost every charity on there, which will break down exactly what percentage of your funds are going in which direction.
But what it doesn't do is it doesn't rate them, and you really need to know how they match up against other charities. You need to know, not just us, there is other rating organizations for charities, but you want to be sure that they are doing what they say they're doing. You want to make sure that the money is going to the benefit of the purpose intended, which means that this place says that they're going to be giving, coffee cups to Eskimos, that they really get those coffee cups delivered. That's a very, very big deal. And, right after the hurricane up in the Northeast, well, the whole East Coast back in September, other hurricanes or other natural disasters, or the earthquake in Japan earlier this year or last year, whenever it was, people want to contribute money. So all of it, let me tell you something. If you want to contribute money, it's going to be somebody there to take it. Some of them are going to be really great, and some of them are not going to be really great.
Well, you're talking about the hurricane. What you see on TV a lot of times is the text, whatever to Red Cross for your $10.
Yeah.
And I think if the ad is on national television, that you can safely assume, although I feel like maybe I'm a little too much like Julie, maybe not, but, and I see you sort of, shaking your head the wrong way. How do you know? It's nice and simple. All I have to do is text this little bit to Red Cross, and it's on the
simple
afternoon football game of the week. Yeah, why wouldn't that be a safe place?
We've established and with a couple of large organizations, mobile giving guides, and a mobile comes down to the texting. How to do that, how to check it out. The ones that we've seen like that are just, they're wonderful. And it's a small amount of money, $10 increments. This is something that's brand new. I think it was Katrina. It was the first time that I remember seeing that. Maybe with the tsunamis over in Southeast Asia. It's a very, very new phenomenon. And we do want to be sure that we check it out. Go online, go to bbb.org. We would have information on that charity. And then the folks who are trying to pull that together are typically really wonderful folks. But not to say that bad guys couldn't jump into it, for crying out loud, they can.
This is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar, Amherst Lynchburg. I'm Rick Moore on WNRN's Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with Tom Gallagher from the Better Business Bureau. Tom, we were talking about text messaging. Something I wrote down was the text message gift card scam.
Yeah.
I found that to be pretty interesting where, we talked about the IRS sort of making their phone or whoever was scamming you through the IRS had their phone number look like it matched up. And in this case, it's you're told that you've won a gift card, and so you go to what appears to be the Target or Best Buy.
Target, Best Buy, Walmart.
Site, but it's not.
It's not. It's a spoofed site. It just isn't.
Say that again. It's a spoof?
Yeah, spoof, like spoof. Like a trick. Like trickeration.
Got it.
So you go there and you really believe it's perfect. It's ideally set up because that's what they're doing is cutting and pasting off of somebody else's site and putting it on there. and then you think that you're buying a $100 gift card, a $200 gift card that you can then send to somebody else. You can do it electronically, so that money would be transferred to them. And it's just not the case. Don't respond back affirmatively to these things. Don't do that. Make sure that if you're going to buy something like that from Walmart, make sure you're buying it from Walmart. Go to Walmart's site. Go to their stores. I'm old enough that I want to be cynical about all of that stuff, that I want to be able to see that this is done. If you're talking about transferring money through a Walmart wire transfer or Western Union wire transfer. Make sure you know where it's going. By the way, if anybody's telling you that you can complete this transaction by making a wire transfer from here to England to wherever it may be, don't do that. Just don't get involved in that. If you have the least bit of suspicion, don't do it. You know what? The greatest piece of consumer legislation that's ever been passed is the Constitution. The First Amendment gives us the right of free speech, and that means we can say no. And until we are absolutely comfortable, we're in the driver's seat. We have what everybody needs. We have the scammers can't do squat if they don't have our money.
You know, we talked about this and the people being vulnerable, continuing to do things despite whatever cynicism there may be or knowledge that we may have. But you know what? I had to do business with a company who, that's how you paid them.
Yeah.
You had to put the money in their account.
Yeah.
And there was question as to whether or not we should, but because of the way things worked, we had to do it with this one business. Why do businesses still do that?
Well, it's because that's what they want to do, and it's their business. And it's probably not a convenient way for them to get the money. Take a look up on the address line, up on the top of the monitor, and make sure that there's an S on there, which means it's secure. And look down on the bottom right side on a monitor and see a lock. That means that there's some security that's put in place there. And make sure that you got that all checked out. And then go online, look at Better Business Bureau, look at some other source to be sure that there aren't complaints about that. Most of the time, you're absolutely wonderful, but just take it easy. Just don't. I guess I'm just like this. You're right, I'm cynical.
Well, so
and pretty, pretty cranky too, as a matter of fact. Yeah,
but your voice has held up quite well.
We've still got 3 minutes to go, baby.
Yeah, just a couple minutes left with our guest today. Drew Thompson is here for Les Thames Perdue, but you have a few minutes left here. Tom Gallagher, President and CEO of Richmond's Central Virginia's Better Business Bureau. You know, doing the research for the show today, something that caught me completely off guard. Where did it go? Digital receipts. You know, I can go and do my shopping at the brick-and-mortar store, and I'm asked if I want to get my receipt sent to me via my web address, my email.
By your smartphone. And you get it, and it's there, and it's saved, and it's yours from now on. All of this stuff is just brand new. We just think of it as just another way for us to get the very same information. We're not going to get a piece of paper receipt. It'll come in digitally. I buy tickets. I buy airline tickets. I travel online. I do all that stuff. And the first thing that happens is here's my receipt, and I save that over to my calendar so I know where it is for 2 months out when I'm taking that trip. That's okay. You know, there's another thing that's now there, and it's a good thing, and it's not so hot sometimes for local businesses, but you can actually put you can scan the price of a piece of furniture and send it out to someplace online where they'll find a better price for you. I mean, it's just phenomenal. Most of us don't have any idea where it's going.
Are digital receipts safe, though? If I'm giving, you know, Barnes & Noble my email address, do I have to worry about the fake company,
getting that
information?
But you know what? Giving your electronic address is the very same thing as giving your street address, really. You're just giving, you know, it's just another address. It's letting other people have access to the information that's in there. It's just like coming to your house. I live on Forest Creek Drive. It's perfectly okay for me to give that information to Barnes & Noble, and it's also okay for me to give them this other thing, so long as I'm making sure that I'm safeguarding it on my end. You don't want to see it going wacky, but you got to be safe. You can do it.
If it sounds too good to be true, it is.
That's right. Pretty simple.
Again, we'll have this show up on the podcast. You're welcome to listen to it. In fact, we prefer that you listen to it in case you didn't get all 60 minutes. Our guest today, Tom Gallagher, is President and CEO of the Central Virginia Better Business Bureau. That's www.bbb.org. If the charity information, guidestar.org is a good place to get started in finding more out about the charities that you are considering giving your donations to this year. Tom, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Next week will be Professor Brad Wilcox from the University of Virginia. We're going to be talking about marriage and relationships and all that kind of stuff that ties together with that. Drew Thompson up next. Thank you.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or wakeupcall@wnrn.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Angie Cruz. Tune in next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.